You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Monday. It is Monday all day long, but boy, it's a beautiful Monday. And Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling the season. Yeah, I got the congestion going, but hey, you know what? I went out for the Christmas parade in Gadsden. Woo-hoo. So
yeah,
it was like,
were your girls
78 degrees or whatever? Oh yeah, the girls were in it. So
yeah, it was like a high in the 70s, low 70s, and then now all of a sudden it's like 27 degrees when I got up this morning.
Yeah,
I don't even know what to wear in the morning.
I love it when you can experience it, at least a minimum of three seasons in one day.
Well, we're there. Well, you and Miss Lee from Huntsville held down the fort pretty well on Friday. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I appreciate it. We had the listeners as always chiming in, a lot of good feedback.
Yeah.
So made it good. I hope you now know even more about the law.
Oh, I do, because that continuing ed was just galvanizing. It was I'm glad to be with you today. How about that?
Glad to have you back.
Yep. Well, we are glad to be back. And listen, we got a great show laid on for you coming up here in about 20 minutes or more. A good friend from days past in Montgomery, John Barganier, he's the president and CEO of an organization called Manufacture Alabama. He's going to be here in studio with us. In fact, he's sitting out in the green room right now. So we'll have John Barganier from Manufacture Alabama join us at 2:30 segment. And then, listen, we got like all kinds of stuff on the Triple Dippers. So hit it, man.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper is three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So coming out the gate, in conjunction with our conversation with John Barganier from Manufacture Alabama, we got a section I'm calling Working on the Workforce. So Alabama actually has one of the best unemployment rates in the nation. Like, wow, this is good. Except that we have one of the worst labor force participation rates in the nation. Like number 47 or something. So that's not good. What that basically means is fewer of your people are working, but there's lots of jobs available. Anyway, we're going to talk to John Barganier and work through the possibilities and the things that could be done and need to be done and have been done to try and improve Alabama's workforce participation. So there's that coming up at number one of the Triple Dipper. Number two, look, have you been tracking all the stuff going on campuses around the nation? I am all for freedom of speech. In fact, I gave an award to Matt Friday, who is now on the Court of Civil Appeals a few years ago, for him helping sponsor the Campus Freedom of Speech Bill in Alabama. But that being said, there are times when you look at it and go, y'all need to get your act together, because calling for the death and destruction of people who are Jews on a campus, well, I got news. That is not acceptable. And what's being done about it is like next to nothing. So we're going to talk about campus madness, number two on the Triple Dipper. That's campus madness on the Dippers. And then number three, man, it's a recurring segment. We ought to go ahead and just find a sound effect for this one because we do it so often. The Green New Steel. Yeah, it's not the Green New Deal. It's the Green New Steel. And listen, there are some absolutely asinine, perhaps even jackassery means by which they are attempting to force a change in the market. It's not just EVs. It's not just gas stoves. It's not just, I don't know, stop eating meat. There are policies, procedures, regulations, and rhetoric going on out there that are truly designed to just, I don't know, disrupt life as we know it. It ain't good. And we're going to talk about it. Number three on the Triple Dipper, the Green New Steel. All right, well, I am glad to be back with you today, and let me just go ahead and tell you before I move into my monologue, my opening comments, the Right Side Way, that every single day, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that, you know, covers a huge swath of our big listening area, is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. And I tell you what, I appreciate it. And listen, Southern Immediate Care, this is actually who I use personally. And not because they advertise. In fact, I asked them to advertise because I've been using them and was so impressed. Locations like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week. Yep, and they are the sponsors of the Right Side Way monologue. All right, so here we go. The other night, Friday night, actually, Charlene and I had the honor of attending the annual gathering of former paratroopers who make up the Vulcan chapter of the 82nd Airborne Division's Association. I mean, such great folks, and we've come to feel like we're a part of their group now. My own grandfather was in the 82nd Airborne during World War II. He was a glider rider. He went on to serve in the 18th Airborne Corps under great generals like James Gavin and Matthew Ridgway. My grandfather marched across Europe with the paratroopers through the Battle of the Bulge and on into Germany to victory over the Nazis. I wish I had some of his stories, to be honest. I have some memorabilia, but the stories they passed with him. He retired after three wars as a general officer and was buried with his glider wings on. But coming off of the evening with the men and women of the 82nd Airborne Association, I also found an incredible story. Now, I'm a student of history to some extent. My shelves at home, they're filled up with great books, many of which are historical accounts of great military exploits and leaders and lessons learned. But for the first time ever, I learned of just one more thing that the U.S. did to take care of its troops during the Second World War. Now, I'll be the first to confess that as a soldier, I have aired my share of gripes and grievances. I mean, everything from lack of sleep, hot days, cold nights, bad food. But if you really dig down into it, I'll be honest, the U.S. actually does a pretty good job of giving its men and women in the field what they need to not only accomplish their mission, but also to create some measure of comfort whenever they can. And not the kind of comfort you know you might get at home, not by a stretch. But listen, hot chow in the field or coffee that actually tastes like coffee? Wow. Little things go a long way towards making a trooper not just combat effective, but also designed to keep morale up. If you've never seen the contents of an MRE, that's the ubiquitous field ration called a meal ready to eat, well, then you really should. I mean, shaped like a small pillow, the brown plastic bag generally holds an entree, a heater to actually cook your food, a side item like fruit or crackers, a dessert, and packets with everything from salt and pepper to toilet paper and even miniature bottles of Tabasco sauce. You can even find bags of M&Ms. When you compare the contents of an MRE to the average meal of someone living in a third world country, you can quickly realize the U.S. goes out of its way to try and get things into the hands of its soldiers to help lessen the impact of the sacrifices they make by being in the uniformed services. Which brings me back to my story. So I came across the account this past weekend of another American company that decided that it just needed to do more to support the troops during World War II. So this company reconfigured its assembly lines and got permission from the U.S. War Department. And the next thing you know, specially designed Steinway pianos were actually being parachuted into the front lines to give troops a morale boost, literally dropping them from the sky. So Steinway & Sons is an American icon in the music industry, right? When the war kicked off, they had to limit piano production because of government restrictions on iron and copper and brass. So the company switched to making parts for the same gliders that my grandfather flew in. Well, the president of Steinway, he actually had four sons serving in the war himself. But in 1942, Steinway worked out an arrangement with the War Department. The argument was made that music could lift the spirits of the troops, and so Steinway gained approval to build a special upright piano, which became known as the Victory Vertical. In time, over 3,000 of these solidly constructed gray, blue, or olive drab pianos were sent to every corner of the globe, wherever U.S. troops were stationed. The very first Victory Vertical was actually dropped by a parachute in 1942, complete with its tuning equipment and instructions. These GI pianos, they were made without legs to make them more rugged. They were all treated with special anti-insect and anti-termite treatments, and they were sealed with water-resistant glue. Instead of copper, they used soft iron for the fittings, and the ivory keys were replaced with celluloid. They were designed lighter than usual. They had handles so that four men could actually carry them. The War Department made an initial order of 405 pianos, and they were such an instant hit showing up in the front lines at field hospitals and airstrips and field chapels. USO performers like Bob Hope using them on their tours. The fact that they were all meant to be something for the troops, but they also worked. And there was always one Joe who could play and entertain his buddies. Well, yeah, the War Department came back and ordered a couple of thousand more. The Steinway Company still has a letter written by Private Kenneth Cranes, who was stationed in North Africa in 1943. He wrote to his mother back in New York, and he said, "We all got a kick out of it. We sure had fun after the meals, and we gathered around the piano to sing." He said, "I slept smiling, and even today I'm humming a few of the songs we sang." Private Cranes was killed in action a week later. But his letter proved that even in the worst of conditions, right there in the front lines, that getting something to the troops that could increase their comfort, their morale, their camaraderie, it can actually mean a really, really great deal. And it did. So in a time of war, the U.S. government decided that the war effort ought to include entertainment that could lift soldier spirits. A piano may not sound like a force multiplier, but oh man, it was. Jonathan Piper is a guy who manages the artifacts and exhibits of the Museum of Making Music in Carlsbad, California. He has an original Steinway Victory Vertical in his collection. And Piper said that music was deemed to be such a powerful morale boost that pianos were actually built to be parachuted around the world is incredible. I'm telling you, folks, it is incredible. It's also necessary. Our men and women in uniform, they go through a great deal. Some good and some bad. Long periods of hardship and boredom are sometimes broken up by periods of sheer terror and danger. They deserve something extra once in a while. It can be as small as finding a miniature bottle of Tabasco sauce in an MRE, or seeing a piano show up next to your foxhole and singing a song with your buddies. We got to give them what they need, and then give them what they didn't know they needed. So salute out to Steinway & Sons Pianos. And now I got to be honest, I'm also wondering if they built the parts for the gliders that my grandfather flew in. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yeah, I felt like we just needed a good news story today. A lot of news, a lot of things happening in the world. I could talk about politics. I could talk about things that are happening. And we'll do that in the dippers. But, you know, the bottom line is this. I saw a good news story, and I thought, that's more than good news. That's the kind of thing that these folks want to hear about. The Victory Vertical, made by Steinway & Sons. A piano parachuted into the front lines, thousands of them. Just for the morale of the troops. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.